You're listening to Chamber Music Radio at live365.com, and I'm Maui K, your old dirty hostess with your shallow mostest, right here coming at you from the depths of the 36 chambers, straight from the grain to you. We got a bunch of special guests in the house tonight. First of all, we have to introduce Buddha Monk. What's up?
What's going on? And Chamber Music.
We got 60-second assassin back again for more.
What's happening?
And we got G Clef.
What up?
And Rick.
Rick Moldy, Money Bag Records.
What's up? And we got
Yeah,
and of course, Metatron is in the house.
What's up?
All right. Let's get
started. All right, I'll turn that off. All right, so you know what you're doing? Now we hit these questions, why don't you ask these questions and hit them off real quick. Do the best you can, all right? Get up in the mic. You turn that wooden one off. I'll edit that out.
Nah, I like that. I like everything.
Okay. What's new? Why no album since the prophecy?
You know, it's like, you know, you're going through trials and tribulations. This is Brooklyn. And what we do in Brooklyn, we just doing it. We trying to make, I mean, like, you got, in order to make the perfect album, you got to take time and deal with it. It's not that I didn't want to give everybody an album. Then I wanted to wait for my brother to come home, you know what I'm saying? Wait for all of us to get together. So it's like that. So that's basically what it is, you know?
Yeah. Oh, also, I want to say that these questions are from Bastard Sword Cat.
All right. Big up to Bastard Sword Cat.
And he has, what's the deal with Brooklyn Zoo?
Working. Working, trying to get this album together right now, you know, do some dedications to Dirty. And we're trying to get it out for like March, the ending of March. You know, but the album is definitely coming. And actually, we're supposed to be going in the studio sometime, probably like next week, to do this cut that Dirty and this other cat is on already. So, I mean, it's coming together. All
right. And what's the deal with Zoo Ninjas?
The Zoo Ninjas? Zoo Ninjas, K-Blunt and all of them, Papa Chief, 5 Foot Hyper Sniper, all of them, they all right. Everybody's doing their thing. We doing our thing. We trying to get it all popping. They just because you don't hear from us, it's work being made. So, like, we've been on the road. We've been doing things, traveling from state to state. You know what I'm saying? Just because we haven't put out the albums yet, we still, you know, performing around the world. And my boys is definitely ready to do their motherfucking thing.
What to expect in 2005 from Monk?
Something that you ain't never heard before. Bringing hip-hop back to the way it really supposed to be. Shutting down all the bullshit. Most of all, just feel the Monk, feel the whole clan, the whole zoo, you know what I'm saying? All of us, 60 Second Assassin, everybody. I mean, you know, Money Bag Records. We trying to do a whole bunch of different things, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, it's good to get on the radio stations and stuff and let everybody know what's going down, what's going on. And, you know, Chamber Music is going to be the first to get it. You get an exclusive from Buddha Monk, and nobody ain't heard this shit in a long time from me. So now we're going to give it to them raw right here.
Now, with producing, what groups have you been working with lately?
Boy.
A lot of people, right?
I've dealt right now.
I heard a rumor you got, like, Brooklyn pretty much on lock, you know, in production.
280 artists.
Okay.
280 artists actually recording them. That's what I've been doing. See, a lot of people, like, wonder what I've been doing. It's not that I've just been working for myself. I've been doing music for, like, other artists in the hood, you know, people who couldn't get a chance to go into a major studio and get real vocals done and stuff like that. So I would let cats come through with, like, $200, $300, you know, hook them up with a banging-ass track and let them go do demos and go to some of the labels and try to get some promotional deals or get, you know, distribution, shit like that, you know what I mean? And it's working out pretty good for a lot of the artists I'm dealing with.
All right, we got everybody really, there's a lot of people asking the same question. So I'm gonna hit that off right quick. Just like I asked 60, you know what I'm saying, last week when he was here. You gotta talk about Old Dirty, of course.
No doubt.
I think we got a lot of questions about what really happened. People wanna know, people are hearing rumors, people are hearing different things from the media. What was your fondest memory of ODB? You know, what do you have to say about the whole situation and what really happened?
I don't have no fondest moment. Every moment was fun with him. And my main thing to the whole situation is like, it's like every day you wake up, like, cause I'm used to getting calls like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, yo, come over and check me. You know what I'm saying? Him and 60 be sitting around listening to music, rapping and shit like that. I'll be coming through, hanging out with them for a while and then go back home. And be like, yo, why you left? But come back. You know, stuff like that. You miss that. It's never one day I could just say it hasn't been fun. You know what I'm saying? It's always loving, a different loving experience. And it's like his energy is what got us into what we're doing today. And it's got to continue. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he would want. And I know that's what he would want. So I'm going to have to keep it going no matter what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the accidents happen, I'm saying more so to the fact, and I don't give a fuck what anybody think about it out there. He was just tired. You know what I mean? After a while, you get tired, man. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of people he had to do a lot of things for. And after a while, man, your body gets tired. And right. If you don't give yourself a rest, eventually it conks out. You know what I mean? He was just tired. That's it. You know what I mean? And I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, go down. Before Maui has some more questions, I got to ask questions because there's this one dude who was a moderator on our forum. He directs a section called Know the Ledge, which is like where people build and exchange ideas and argue,
right.
Debate about,
right.
All kinds of things. Well, he's like your biggest fan. I mean, his name is Samurai 7 Assassin.
Big up, Samurai 7 Assassin. That's what I want to hear, baby.
Yeah, I mean, he's God Body. He's originally from Bronx.
Peace, God.
Now he's living in, now see, we're going to ask his questions separate from the rest because he got, I know, some heavy questions for you.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. First question is, he knows you're a very highly spiritual and philosophical God. What have you been doing? What's he been doing the knowledge on as of late?
Well, I'm not spiritual. I don't deal with the science of spirituality. You know, we don't deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? What I really deal with is keeping the physical and the mental in one state of mind frame to move forward to the next state of unawareness of, like, what should I be doing with my life and with my brother's lives. And that's the most important knowledge for the day for anybody. You know what I'm saying? In order to see things clearly, you got to definitely go one step at a time. But when you walk, you can't just walk by yourself. You got to walk with everybody with the same thought as you.
Right. No doubt. He wants to know, why is the Brooklyn Zoo Wu-Tang's best kept secret?
That wasn't Wu-Tang's best kept secret. That was Dirty's best kept secret. I mean, you know, this is something that Dirty, Ray Son, and Murdoch, Shitty, 60, and all of them came up with. I came in on the ending part of it, you know, and started helping Dirty go through the studios and get the music and stuff together. But we always was together because we all lived around the same way. They used to be on the corner singing and rapping all the time. And then I started coming over, you know what I'm saying, getting with Dirty and everything. And then we started doing our thing, rapping. He would rap, I would be DJing and stuff like that. So it was I don't believe that it was nobody else's secret but Dirty's secret and the rest of the Zoo secret. 12 o'clock, Shorty Shitstain and Murdoch and 60 Second Assassin, Killer Priest, Prodigal Son. You know what I'm saying? That's the original members of the Zoo.
And I got you.
That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on current world events like the war, election, tsunami?
Fuck it all. Whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen. How I feel about it, see, in tsunami, a lot of people don't know the science about them being over there raping little kids and burying them in the dirt. So Allah was mad with them. He was like, look, y'all over here killing my children. I'm going to send the rain over here on y'all ass. If y'all can't behave yourself, I'm going to flood you motherfuckers out.
Yeah, that's known to happen, isn't it?
He killed every person that was a savage in there. For every person that died there, bet they did something wrong to a child. One way or another, either fed them, didn't feed them, kept them hungry, starved them, kept them in a room while they was having sex with other people out on the street, smacking the kids and spitting and pissing on them and letting other people, for a simple dollar, rape their kids. And then after they rape their kids, take them and bury them in the dirt. They deserved all that shit they got over there.
How did you come into the Wu-Tang legacy?
Dirty. One day we was at the studio and RZA was making some beats, and I was trying to like give RZA a couple of suggestions on certain things, what he could do to certain songs. And so Dirty was like, I see you observing. That's I know how now. I'm going to name you Buddha Monk. And he was like, yo, from now on, your name is Buddha Monk. I want you to do the science on all of that and make sure, you know what I'm saying, you analyze the whole science of the Buddha Monk, because if somebody asks you questions, you got to know who you are.
The next question right after that is, do you have any other attributes besides Lord Buddha Monk?
Of course. My name is Shadi God Allah.
All right. What Wu-Tang Clan fan members have you never worked with that you would like to work with?
Meth, Ghost, 60. Me and 60 work together, but I want the world to hear us work together. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Prodigal, we work together on a joint. We did it on Dirty Album, but still, you know. And Hellraiser, Killer Priest, Master Killer.
You about to work with Blue?
Oh, see, let me tell you about Blue Raspberry. That's
He got a question.
That's
about
a whole new entity.
How did you connect with Blue?
One day me and Dirty was on our way from Brooklyn to Shaolin, and she was at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sleeping on the rug, and we opened up the door. RZA had just got the place; they didn't even put the furniture in there yet. And opened up the door, and boom, there it was. She was in there, opened the door. She was like out of it, tired. We talked for a few minutes. Then I went downstairs and started working. You know what I mean? And from then, it's always been love, 100%. Big up, Blue. I hear you, girl.
You know, she's coming here. We know.
Oh, yeah. She's hurry up, man. You're moving too slow.
She's on the road. We hope she doesn't hit that storm that B. Akeen is telling us is supposed to hit New Jersey.
Ain't nothing like tsunami.
Well.
She'll be all right. She will be all right.
Are you still close with Big Freedom?
Of course. Papa Wu, that's our father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's our father in this whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody looks up to him. Everybody.
Are you close with any other Wu-Tang Clan family members?
I don't know. As long as they're close with me.
Right.
That's how I can really say it. Because it's like, I could say yeah, and then today two of them might be like no tomorrow. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's mm-hmm. keeping it real.
Right.
It ain't shitting on nobody. It's keeping it real.
Who would you say that you are close with right now from the whole Wu family?
Well, when I see them all, they all give me the same love. It's not like, right. Yo, what the fuck you doing here?
So there's nobody you're really chilling in the cut, more or less?
Nah. Like, at the end of the day, if I call one of them and say, yo, can I... It ain't like I can call them and say, yo, can I come to your crib and chill out for a couple of hours? Shit like that. Nah.
Right.
It's always been like me and Dirty. I'm going to be honest with you. My loyalty is to Dirty to the day I die.
Right.
And that's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck who feeling what about that. That's how I am. You know what I'm saying? He brought me into this. That way I belong to him. I'm his son.
The Wu-Tang seems to be in a slump as of late music-wise. What do you think can be done to improve this predicament? And what do you intend to do to change that predicament?
I'm not changing it. I don't gain from it. They do. They have to change it. You know what I'm saying? But if they ask me for some help on certain situations or like directing or helping out getting the music
see,
to the situation to do.
A lot of people under the misconception, I mean, I'm just going to say it, that, you know what I mean? Like, when people say Wu-Tang, people confuse what that means in 2005, you know what I mean? Like, people feel like you're still Wu-Tang.
No, I never said I wasn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, right now, it's like, how people are in the industry feel about us is one way.
Mm-hmm, right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I know.
Being what the industry feel,
no doubt.
It's either you be that and live with that and drown from that or move from that and continue to go on and bring more back to that table to let them know Wu-Tang still lives.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yeah. What do you think about the current state of hip-hop and Wu-Tang's place in it?
Wu-Tang always got a place in this. Because ain't nobody going to be able to do it like Wu-Tang did it.
Right.
Period. You understand what I'm saying? And no matter what, children, the time exist, like the time frame always change. History repeats itself all the time. So what I'm saying by that is you got a couple of people right now just like the shake and wag they tells. Mm-hmm. You're going to have other people that's going to want to hear that sound again.
Yeah,
and it's going to be right back where it needs to be.
Right.
And that's when the sons of Wu-Tang is going to captivate from that moment.
Right, right, right.
It's going to go right.
It's not necessarily going to be the same heads. Yeah.
Because I hear a lot of stuff, like a lot of the stuff Mobb Deep and everybody doing right now. Niggas want to get back into that feeling again. Right, you know what I'm saying? But then when you get that, and then here comes Ludacris with some Popeye shit making niggas joke, the shit changes the game again. You know what I'm saying? So, but people got to remember what is real. I'm not saying Ludacris ain't real, because that's one of the hottest motherfuckers to me right now. I'm going to do shit with him. But it's the point of the music itself. People got to grasp back onto that real hip-hop feeling.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Here's a little bit of a brolic question. Why was the Zoo rarely or never on any Killer Bee compilations or collaborations?
Okay. Because nobody asked us to be on them. That's number one. Number two, we wanted to be on them, but couldn't get, I guess we couldn't get the RZA to be on them. And three, it may be possibly they felt like we wasn't strong enough to be on them. And that's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. No doubt. Do you still rock the Seven Dotted Temple?
All day, every day. Right. I'm tattooed with it. Okay. It'll never leave. That's scarred to me. Right. And I'm Zucar for the rest of my life. Right here. Officially ZU. To the day I die. Okay. I know nothing but that.
Okay, here's his question about Old Dirty. How has Osiris returning to the essence affected the Zoo and the Wu overall, from your eyes?
It affects all of us. Because when somebody want a Wu-Tang album, they're going to want to hear Dirty. With the Brooklyn Zoo, they know that it's a difference with the Brooklyn Zoo, because with the Brooklyn Zoo, they know that that's Dirty's artist.
Right.
So that love that they have for Dirty turns to be our love now.
Right.
And knowing that somehow, some way, one of those artists in there is going to give them that feeling of Dirty again.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that element Dirty kept to himself. He didn't want nobody else to have that element. He wanted that to remain to be his. So when all of this said, and I feel like this, I feel like all this time that we didn't come out, I guess Dirty knew when it was right, the rightful time for us to really come out. Mm-hmm. And I think now is the time. And I think he wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel
not by death, but wanted us to come out at this time.
At this time, right.
Yes.
Okay, what did you think about his moving to the Rock?
That was the best move he made.
Hmm.
It was the best. It was a bet. It was.
You know, a lot of the Wu-Tang fans feel like that's the worst. Explain it to the fans.
All right, you got chess moves. They played the mystery of chess boxing already, but one pawn always got to go out of there and strike the whole shit down. By Dirty going outside, everybody else was getting deals. Meth was already at Def Jam. What's the name? Was Raekwon was with somebody else?
The Motown.
Yeah, Capadonna was with Loud. I mean, so what was wrong with Dirty going to Rockefeller? There was no reason.
Well,
it was
because,
all the same shit.
I think because to the fans, it wasn't Wu-Tang controlled.
But it was more so everybody looked at RZA, Genius, and Dirty as being the three main people of the Wu that started the shit.
Right.
But that's not the point at hand. Every man has to eat on their own individually.
Right.
So by him making that chess move and going that way, that was his way of eating. Not saying he ain't fucking with the Wu-Tang, because that's what he was doing. He's definitely fucking with them always. You can never leave them. We know the only way to leave Wu is by death.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that move right there alone was a move that he had to make for him and his children, mm-hmm, and his mother and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we couldn't, the Wu was so strong, and they had so many, everybody had so many cousins, nieces, nephews, there was no light for us to live off that.
Mm-hmm.
We was known by the Wu, but our light didn't come from the Wu. Our light came from being with Dirty.
Right.
Performing on the streets and in the hoods and on the stage with Dirty.
His last question is, what else do you do besides music?
Fuck.
That it?
Nah. I'm the DVD master in Brooklyn right now. Yeah. All right. I'm the man right now. I'm doing press ups and stuff like that. I'm also trying to help out a lot of cats. Get their CDs and everything pressed up. So like if they come to me with the blanks and say they want 1,000 pressed up, you know, They're going, see, right now, they're going to disc makers and all of this other kind of stuff, and it's costing them crazy money.
It's kind of like what we're doing right here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still in all, see, the thing is, we know what it takes to live in the hood, so we're going to give the break.
Yeah, right.
Taking food stamps, too. I don't give a damn. Because, listen, if my refrigerator need to be full, and that man say he got $250 on his card, then let's go spend that $250 right now, and I got your CDs.
Right.
That's how it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to let them live one way or another. You got to let them live. Same thing my cousin and them doing down south. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They doing big things down there. Like, yo, he put the whole Money Bag Records thing in order down there. Cats down there on the radio stations and everything is spending us every day. You know what I'm saying? But that's now why I brought him here. So the connection. So now we gonna swing this from down south up this way. And then we're going to get the other cats over there in Florida. And this is how you got to do it. You got to bring this shit back around to the foundation.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a couple more questions and then we'll be able to talk. All right.
Mr. Souza says, do you consider yourself Wu fan?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Everybody else consider themselves Wu fam? Yeah. Nah, that's not a good answer. But I consider myself Buddha Monk, and I consider myself Wu because I've been there for them just like they've been there for me. You know what I'm saying? By them being Wu, a lot of people know of Buddha Monk. And by me being Buddha Monk, a lot of people know what I've done in the Wu camp.
Right. Well, I think you being Old Dirty's like main captain, man. You automatically qualify for that.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's the next question?
All right, this is from our very own Sino Evil, who couldn't be here today. So he put a couple of questions
up. I see you, baby.
All right. First of all, what are the lineups for Brooklyn Zoo?
The lineups?
Manchus and...
And Zoo Ninjas nowadays.
What are the lineups?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Zoo right now, the lineup so far right now is like 5 members. And 60. You understand what I'm saying? But right now they got Ray Song, Murdoch, Shorty Shistain, 12 o'clock. Me, they got Dirty and 60 and Killer Priest and who else? 60, Killer Priest. Prodigal are all on the album too. With the Stillers, it's still the Zoo is still together. But they're Sons of Man's too at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? It's all part of the same camp. You know what I'm saying? But when the Zoo thing happens, all of us are going to still be together doing the Zoo project. All
right. What's the best beat you think you did?
Oh, boy. I got so many, man. But right now, one of my favorites that just came back to me from out of the grave is Back at the Church. Back at the Church is like one of my favorite joints.
Yeah, we've been playing on the radio now.
Yeah.
Because you hit us off with that.
Yeah, oh man, I'm going to hit you off with a whole lot more. Shit that don't even sound like, you know what I'm saying, it's affiliated with the sound of Wu, because I want everybody to know that. See, the Brooklyn Zoo, Wu-Tang, and everybody, we versatile. But see, like, you got it now. I mean, the Wu is doing one sound. The sound that you hear most of the time is Wu. Niggas need to respect that and know that that's Wu's world. Just because you down with Wu-Tang doesn't mean you're going to come with the same sound as Wu-Tang. Right. They need to know that. It needs to come out of that and other people that's affiliated with that.
I think it is the fans are really missing that sound right now. Though.
Yeah, but you
so much that...
I'll give it to them.
Because RZA ain't giving it to them.
But listen, we'll give it to a lot of people underground.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Because the underground people need to know that. But right now, we got to eat. We got to eat.
Right.
And I want y'all to understand, the only reason why we probably did that song is because we got to eat.
Okay, there you said it. Next question.
All right. When can we get a sequel to The Prophecy?
It's on the way right now. Right now we're working on the Brooklyn Zoo album. Like I said, we're trying to finish that by March. I want to have an album out by the summertime. If not by the summer, by December, niggas gonna have a package of a Christmas Buddha Monk package. And if we don't, if the label itself don't, I'll make 15 joints and throw it on Chamber Music and let him sell that shit and fuck the world.
Yeah, there we go.
Our CD will be out in March too.
The Money Bag Records CD is coming out. Hustle.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. We're going to definitely talk about that. We got to go to that. Yeah. We're just going to finish these questions real quick.
All right. What happened to 12 o'clock's deal with Def Jam?
Y'all ready for this?
Ask
12 o'clock.
Okay, good answer. All right. When can we get more material from Shorty Shitstain?
Shorty Sustain is actually leaving to get on the bus this week. He's going to be on the Brooklyn Zoo album. So March, you got a whole bunch of stuff for Shorty Sustain. And that doesn't surprise me because, be honest with you, I've been on Google and everything and checked on like different places. Yo, Shorty Sustain got a mega click of questions and people wanting him to do an album for real. And I never knew it until I got onto the internet. I started dealing with internet. Shitty is loaded.
Yo, you gonna bring him through?
Loaded.
What?
Yeah, I'll bring him through. Ain't no problem. Loaded, God. When I finish telling you 60, loaded. Like when you go on Google and ask about Shorty Sustain, all you see is mad shit about when is he coming out. We waiting on him. Hurry up. This and that. Yada, da, da, da. Yo, Shorty Sustain is my nigga. That's my man. Tell him we love him. Like, yo, like you just read mad shit about people wanting Shorty Sustain.
That's how you know who got a buzz. What's next?
All right. How many joints did you do with Dirty from the time of his release to his passing?
Oh, man. We got some joints right now that we getting ready to release with him on them. I've been on all the albums. All the albums that made the store. Production-wise, we got beats that still sitting around that we did with vocals and everything. It's about a good... I say about a good 30 joints.
Alright. And then Sino says, peace and hope to see you around the Chamber Music Crib, Buddha.
I was here. You fucked up.
And then we got one more from Phantom Bat.
Sure.
A couple more. After crunk music has become less popular, what do you think will be the next big trend in rap?
Crunk music.
Yeah. I gotta go with crump music.
No, after crump
music. Oh, after
next,
crump music?
What's the next one?
Yeah.
My music.
There you go.
That's it. If it ain't ours, it ain't happening.
Alright. And then we got this last question I have to ask. Well, it's from Phantom Bat, but I wanna know, do you watch anime?
Which anime?
Do you watch anime?
Japanese.
That's what
it is. Animation.
Asked.
Oh, animation?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, I watch animation. Why? You gonna send me some? Send me some, dog. MonkLohan@AOL.com.
No doubt. All right, we got it covered. So now, it's a group conversation. Real quick, you brought your cousin. What's my man's name?
Mo Deep.
Moneybag Records, is that?
Moneybag Records.
Where you from, God?
South Carolina,
in the house.
Aiken.
What are you doing?
Aiken?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I got people in Aiken.
Yeah.
Dirty Style Queen, you know them? Mr. PR.
My boys in Tram Van Party.
We didn't bring everybody up.
People, he's from Hollis.
Yeah.
But he's living down there in Aiken. He's rapping
with Dumbcat. One of them know. One of them probably know him downstairs.
He probably know him. Heard his stuff on the radio.
Yeah. Alright, Aiken. I don't know that. He's supposed to be here today too. Not here, but Queens today. But I don't know what happened.
So what brings you up?
My cousin. Mm-hmm. Video, music, you know.
We actually did a DVD day. Yeah.
Right.
We was in a couple scenes in the movie today, you know. That's what brought me up today. Uh-huh. Hey, man.
We actually dealing with a lot of cats in Brooklyn, like I said once again, that's doing DVD movies and stuff like that. Okay. And putting them through the hood and they're getting like mega buzzes. Ooh. Like this is the third movie they did already.
Ooh.
And we doing the soundtracks for them.
That might be something Chamber Music might want to sell. Yeah,
fucking
that might
the party
sound like
up.
Something. Ooh.
Straight up.
You think the cats in Europe, you know, like Wu-Tang fans in Europe and shit, might want to see some videos, movies from the hood. Something they can't really access.
Yeah.
They always seem to be interested in that.
Actually, right now, too, while we at it, what I really want to do with this Brooklyn Zoo thing, too,
mm-hmm.
I want to actually have a DVD camera with us at all times because I really want to film a DVD about the Brooklyn Zoo because people don't really know who they can't put the names to the faces.
Right.
So I want them to actually see the faces and the names. 60... Prodigal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like everybody else, when we in their videos, we're just in their video. You see a shine by for 5 seconds.
Right.
Nah, this one is going to be focused on all of us, God, on what we all need to do.
Right.
You know
now,
I mean?
That's what my man Iron Sheik is doing right now. You know, he's doing I
did an interview with him.
I know, I saw the interview. That was the realest interview of the funeral.
Yeah.
I want you to know that. I told you that personally, but.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else was talking some strange, like politic type. It was inappropriate. But you definitely laid it down.
Yeah,
so.
And that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, real is real.
Right.
And the only thing I know is, like, the way people can honestly feel you if you tell them the truth. If you lie to them, they can feel a deception and you lose them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And Dirty has always told us to keep it real.
Right.
So at that note, we just going to keep it like that.
Right. Anybody else got any questions or anything? Want to contribute? 60, you got anything to tell us about?
Hey.
Any feelings?
Good,
what's in the air right now? What's in the air for 60 seconds?
Oh, for who, me?
Yeah, for you. What's in the air right now?
Man, I'm just trying to just be a part of something, man. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No doubt.
I just, because I got a feel on, you know what I mean, on a lot of things I want to touch on. But right now, you know what I mean, I just want to just put some little something. I want to be a writer, man. I just want to write for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, and then after that, basically, I want to just try to produce something. You know what I mean? I'm taking this whole thing to another, not to another level, but I'm taking it to another 60 level. On 60. You know, I want to take 60 on to another level.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to write for people. I want to, you know what I mean? Because that rapping thing right now, I don't think that's for me right now. You know what I mean? Unless I come out with, you know what I'm saying, with something, because it's
well,
all...
Well, listen, Jay-Z, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? If he calls your name a few more times, you might be... Getting...
Oh, that? man. Well, you know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Mm-hmm. You know,
only time is the master of illusion. You know?
Right.
So,
money will call anybody back into rap. That's it, G.
Yeah.
Like, right now, man, money calls anybody back to rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, because for a while, I'll be honest with the world, you know, and a lot of people hear me talk positive now, but for a minute, you know, after my brother passed, I was basically like, yo, G, I was done with it. I was done. I was drained.
Yeah.
Like, people was calling my house, and you can hear the phone saying, yo, like, I give up. I'm not doing it. I want to thank everybody for supporting Duck Low. You know, and it's like I really haven't started really pulling the cats back in doing any production. But like right now, I'm focusing on this Brooklyn Zoo project because I know this was something that had to be done. But other than that, man, I don't know, man.
Brooklyn Zoo has a deal on the table?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
exactly. It's with JC. It's called JC Records / BMG.
Right.
BMG is the distributors. Jared and Cherry.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Dirty's mother and Jared the manager.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
With proceeds
going to all the children.
Right. They want to just put out Osiris, the same company to put out Osiris album, man.
Yeah. Well, they said they did. I think that one went through Sure Shot, Chris Landry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. I actually was one of the first people to start the label up with Chris Landry. I did a joint called Nightmare on Zoo Street. You probably ain't got that one, but it's an old joint. They got it in Europe like crazy,
I think
though.
We play it.
Oh, play my God. Oh, God. Don't play that one.
You got to understand, these kids sent us all kinds of things.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I remember I was asking you about that acapella that you did in Amsterdam that got around with Dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about way back in the day.
Man, I got to find that
remember
one.
That? Yeah, I'm trying to get it for you. One of my internet dudes got it. You know, he's got to dig it up. He's got to find it.
No doubt. Well,
I mean, that whole concert gets around, but that acapella is missing. I got to get it.
I never knew that they recorded that concert until I heard it today when I listened
on
Chamber Music.
Yeah. I got it.
I'll give it. I didn't. Yo, and you know what's bad? Half the team already knew about Chamber Music, and I never knew. Nobody didn't tell me until I clicked up with Raz Blue. Blue Raspberry put me onto it.
Right,
well, she was on the phone, and then I talked to
seven seven seven. Oh, me, that's me.
No.
Oh, you're talking about
Sheik.
Sheik. Okay. Yeah.
And Sheik started telling me about it.
Right, Sheik.
And Sheik was telling me about it, and then all of a sudden I went on. Raz was telling me about it. I went online, and I heard. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I heard my shit, I was like, yo, that's real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the love. Like, you, like, at the end of the day, we're laying in our beds, closing our eyes, thinking a lot of people don't love us like that no more. But then when you hear it, that's the energy that brings you right back into it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm trying
to do. I just want to tell you, you big, kid. You're big. You're definitely doing your motherfucking thing right now, you know what I'm saying? And without you, like, a lot of the fan, but see now, that's crazy because the clicks that you know and the clicks that we know and the clicks that he know and the clicks that he know
coming together now.
It's gonna be ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? In a minute,
they'll just
be able to come right here
and just do it,
you want that feeling still?
Yeah.
I got it. Ain't nobody else got it. Come see me.
Right.
You know, Money on the wood make the game go good.
Right. You know, because, you know, for a while, you know, they had a site, Wu-Tang Corp, that's gone right now. You know what I mean? And that was RZA's thing. Or whatever. But they wasn't giving no love to nobody but whatever he was doing.
I just want you to work on my website.
Oh, we got you.
I heard about you. I seen your shit.
Yeah, we got you. So that's not a
straight like
yo,
that.
Yo, peace to Rob the God. Peace to Rob the God. That's our webmaster. And he's in France. He's a Guadeloupean French dude. You know what I mean?
Me no parlez-vous français. But we, I want you to hook me up.
We got you all. Either one of us, we got you.
I need
we
something.
All family. We're gonna,
yeah, because the way I want this website, I want on some Batman shit. Because right. I got that, like, the, when you see my logo look like a bat.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I really, I want to run, like, I want my shit like a nigga running through the motherfucking hood and throwing CDs in people's window and shit, and then you can't sing like I'm the Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. We're gonna do
real. Now that's a crazy. Just like when I knocked on that door and shit, it's like, who is it? Come. I said I'm coming.
Yeah, peace to Iron Sheik.
Yeah, yo, Sheik.
And he loved that beat.
Yo, I want to do it. Give me a call. You know the number.
Word up. So, any last thing you want to say to the fans or want to talk about?
Yeah.
Cuz a little bit more.
I'm gonna let Cuz talk, but all I right. just want to say this real quick before I go. I want all you true hip hop motherfuckers. Don't let your woman stop you from doing what you got to do. Straight like that. They thinking, just because you don't, he won't come in the room. And why are you so, you fall asleep in that goddamn chair and da 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 and this and that. Listen, if you let them do that to you, you ain't gonna never make it. You'll find yourself spending 10 to 15 years of trying to put out an album and it never go nowhere because everybody is blocking your progress. You understand what I'm saying? I just want y'all to stay focused to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Out of 31 days, give them 5. out of 31 days, give them 5. That means every Sunday and probably an extra day. You understand what I'm saying? If you give them Saturday, that's because you hungry. You know what I'm saying? You want to go out and eat. But them 5 days, Monday through Friday, yo, keep it boiling, kid. Keep it boiling.
Yo, Yakin, you look like you got a question for Buddha Monk. Why don't you speak up, come step to the mic, and you know, I know you got something that you got on your mind. You know.
Honestly, I most everything's been covered. I don't really have a particular question at the time.
That's cool.
But, all right, Meta, you got something? Nothing. All right, so let's, what we got going here with this? You got a CD?
Right now, it's my cousin.
Yeah.
They from down south.
All
right. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina. And they not playing no games. I mean,
oh, you on the CD?
Yeah, I'm on a joint on there called What I Need in This Game. Yo, I don't even remember that fucking rhyme. I done did so many rhymes, like half the shit I don't, like when y'all played my joints, I was like, damn, I wrote that? I don't even remember the rhymes.
Like that rock group.
What is wrong?
I definitely don't remember that one.
the weirdos.
I don't. I really don't want to remember that rhyme.
Was it a rhyme even? I don't even know.
Nah, it was a rhyme. Like I had a rhyme on it. Freaky fucking weirdos.
Right.
Big up. I know y'all still out there, and I know y'all listening. Go ahead. Call me again. We could do it again.
Right. You know what I mean?
Anybody want some shit out in Europe, whatever. We still traveling.
We got a song that we've been playing of Capadonna in Russia. With some Russian rap.
Wow. Yeah, I heard a joint recently that y'all did with was it I know Prodigal was on it with some guys from France or something?
Yeah, man, yeah. There's a lot of things like Jizza did an album with some German dude.
Yeah, I did some shit with the most crazy alternative motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
And my cousin and them, they shit G is like first of all, it can't get no dirtier than them.
Okay.
Dirty South.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you really want real Dirty South business, you got to deal with Moneybag Records. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for all the cats. And now that he know about the station and everything, when he go back home, oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh.
Give him some love down there.
Tell him the name of all of the niggas in the clique.
Hey, got 007 do the tracks, Wins, Chameleon, Detroit. Myself, Mo Deep, Preach.
The Preacher Man.
Preacher Man.
You gotta hear him sing. You know, he'll blow your mic.
All right. You know, most of all my tracks, you know.
They downstairs stuff, in the van.
All right.
Everything's tight, man.
We definitely play them on the show this week, you know.
Yeah, I got to send you some
feature
songs.
I
want to
try to play a lot of Buddha Monk this week, too, you know, and a lot of your family. You know, I want to
hit y'all with a lot of new stuff because right. I want everybody to know that the whole entity of Wu and everything and Brooklyn Zoo and everything is still moving.
Because
it's like, I don't want them to just get stuck in one time frame. I want them to continue to go on thinking like, yo, you know, like, okay, even though we hearing Jay-Z and everybody over here to the left, these niggas are still flowing just like them. Mm-hmm. Not sounding like them, but like on that same level. So it's like, I don't want everybody to just come here thinking like, you're going to hear Wu-Tang beat. That's it. I don't. It's not like that. We want everybody to know that this shit is steady climbing, you know. And I felt like a lot of people needed to know that because they like the questions you ask also tells us like that. What are we doing? You know, we getting it popping. Don't worry about that.
I got a question for you that's not related to music. What's your astrological sign?
My astrological sign? Pisces.
Oh, okay. All right. I
love to swim in thoughts. For real. Because being a Pisces, it's like you got to experience, you get to experience both worlds. Water, salt, air. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get to taste the finer fruits of life. And one more thing that you definitely get to do, you get to acknowledge everything in life because, yo, water hits the land, water hits the sea, mm-hmm. It hits everywhere. You know, you got to wipe your counter off.
Yeah, it's like the glue.
Yeah, so we're always there. You know, and that's a sign that's just dominant to a lot of other signs because you got to have a vision for, like, your world peace and this whole thing. Like, what is your purpose here? Mm-hmm. And Pisces have that purpose.
Very true.
But people like to walk over us. We not fucking with y'all no more. You play any games, we knocking y'all the fuck out.
Pisces are gonna start rising up, what?
Like that.
Oh, I
like
didn't know.
Like that.
I'm better watch out for your
mom. No, it's like water.
My mom is a Pisces. I better.
No, I'm telling you. Nah, yo, I'm serious. Like we are so undergraded, and people don't believe in us like they should. But when we step out, mm-hmm. we stand out like a sore thumb, and people will kill you for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, water can, water can bring down a mountain.
Well, yeah, anyway, you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you a CD. All
right.
On what we need in this game, that's the one he on. All
right.
That's on this one. And no doubt. We're playing Victory. And just a new CD. I'll let you get a track off of it, but mm-hmm. I can't leave it.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's the zoo.
Yo,
that's the zoo one right there.
But I'll let you get
I can let you listen to it, but I got to take that one back with me.
I'll let you know my... website is moneybackrecordsinc.com. It'll be fully on in about 2 weeks. I'm getting some work done to it and taking some pictures while I'm up here in New York. So that'll be up in about 2 weeks. You can order some CDs from PayPal and eBay, you know. All so right. You'll be able to get to me through there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But I can leave you these two, but you're going to have to record the first track.
In a minute,
as
soon
as he's
done, yeah.
Okay.
She'll take care of it. All right. On that note, anything you want to say to the fans?
I love y'all. I want to thank y'all for supporting me. I see you out there in Paris. I see you out there in Germany and anywhere else you want me to see you. Because the love that you bring back to us, we're going to give it back to y'all tenfold. I want to thank y'all. Stay positive and straight up and down. Believe in yourself.
Moneybagg Records been around for 4 years. I've been through Texas, Florida, North Carolina, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta. I like to say hi to all those people. Thank you.
I want to even say what's up to the people in Africa because I've been there.
We got Africans listening right now. No doubt.
I've been to Dakar, Bumako, and Abidjan.
Oh, word?
Yeah. They tried to sell me snakes and gorillas.